Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
Jeremy, Katie, Josh here at Mix 100. I don't know if you guys knew this about me, but I'm pretty darn tapped into everything sports related.
Of course you are.
Probably the biggest sports guy around town. A lot of times I wander over to Altitude 92.5 next door to the sports guys and fill them in on points and stats and all the big happenings. They're like, thanks, Jer.
Yeah.
Our show would fail without you. You're the best.
Oh, I know. Yeah.
I hear it all the time. So I'm pleased to announce that the 2020 You
trying
okay?
to get through all that with a straight face.
I was fine because that's completely legitimate. That's who I am. It's who I represent. Thank you very much, the sports community. You can follow me, Jer on Sports on X.
Pretty tough. Yeah.
You should make that
that's
account.
So funny.
I don't know what's so funny, but anyway, the 2026 NFL Draft is going to be taking place this month, you guys.
Yes.
April 23rd through the 25th. In Pittsburgh.
Who's got the first pick?
I'm so excited. I don't want to get into it. Listen, I would get into it, but we're not fully a sports station.
Oh, okay. You're
and
right.
I don't want
right.
to get into
I'm
it.
I'm sorry.
Anyway. First round, though, begins at 8 p.m. Eastern time. I do know that.
Oh, yes. The words coming out of your mouth are hard. This is hard for me. I'm sorry. Continue.
I don't know what's so funny.
We'll behave.
Oh, my God.
Giggle box today.
You don't know how bad I wish I knew who the first was.
I know.
I wish I had looked that up, damn it. I should have had
Shoot.
That ready. Son of a... Anyway, let's have a... I'm going to surprise you guys. Let's have a little mini draft on the show today.
Yes.
Just because I'm so tapped into the sports stuff. But I don't want to do ball players. You want to do like your... We can do three. Let's do a three rounds.
Okay.
Top cars, apps, food apps. But obviously, we talk about food so damn much.
Like, we really do. Me, Nina, and I.
Dog breeds?
No.
Celebrities. Let's do something celebrity related because I feel like everybody is somewhat tapped into the world of celebrity.
Okay.
Celebrities you hate?
No. Celebrities we love. Let's
I like
do love.
Yeah, let's go love.
Love.
Today.
Let's
go
love today.
Like,
let's
who
do
best love? Let's
yeah,
do best
who's your
friend?
Best friend?
Yes,
yeah.
Best
oh, my
friends.
Goodness.
We are the three best friends that ever did.
Yeah.
All right, so let's do best friends. We'll do three rounds of the celebrity best friend draft. Yeah?
Okay.
Love it.
I like this a lot.
That's the draft sound.
No, it really does feel
with
right.
the first pick in the
first round here of the celebrity best friend.
Okay.
I love this.
Who wants to go?
I'll go.
Ladies
so we
first.
Just want to pick the celebrity we think would be the
well,
best
we'll do
best
three.
Friend.
We'll do three rounds.
So for me, but
think
I'm
about
just...
it too, because like put some thought into this. Maybe you know, not just okay. who you're going to want to sleep with.
No. Like who I would want to hang out with, who I think would make me laugh.
All right,
I
let me
think...
play the tone again because I'm tapped in.
Yes.
All right.
With the first pick.
First
of
pick,
the
Katie.
2026
from North Dakota.
JKJ draft. I want to pick the one and only Jennifer Lawrence.
That's a good pick. Why,
think
though?
Because she's funny. Because she seems like she knows a lot of stuff. She's not only tapped into, like, you know, things going on. Like, she probably knows all about NASA and what's going on with launching to the moon. She's also really tied into
Yeah, when
into
I think about NASA, I'm like, Jennifer
no,
Lawrence.
But she's super smart. Like, that's the thing, is she's a sleeper. You wouldn't know that about her because she doesn't go out and flex all the time about how smart she is. But she is. And she also does a lot of reality TV watching. Like, she is tapped into
you.
A lot of reality TV stuff. And she just looks like a good time. Like anytime I see her out and about,
she looks
like
she smells
she's herself. She also probably smells really yeah. great. So number one pick for me would be Jennifer Lawrence, locked in.
Yeah, because when you want to know about NASA and the moon,
what?
Somebody
yes!
just texted in. Jennifer Lawrence was my first pick.
Hey,
oh,
yay!
Like 7-1-9.
All right, Josh, first round. Who
okay,
you
I thought about this one. This is a hear me out, Elon Musk, and this is not because I think we'd be best friends or anything like that. But you know you're always going to be taken care of with this dude.
Oh,
like if I go to dinner with him, he can never ask me to flip the bill.
Yeah.
Flip the bill. I can't do that. I go, absolutely not, sir. You're the richest man in the world. You're about to be a trillionaire at some point. I think I'd like
He's
to hang
you.
With his crew. I'm
okay.
sorry.
And you can have a robot there.
Yes.
Yes.
And you know what? All the politics and crap aside, probably a really interesting dude to talk to.
Absolutely.
Like, If you want to learn about space,
he
Katie,
probably knows about the moon.
It would Elon be Jennifer Musk. Lawrence and then Elon Musk.
See?
For sure.
Exactly.
Yes. And I think
tapped
he would
in.
Get me a new Tesla, and I kind of want to try the
Cybertruck.
You
guys are really good. Yeah. He's got good picks. I picked Adam
pick,
Sandler Josh. For my first round.
Oh, you're going to laugh so
yeah,
hard.
Yeah, because we can sit and talk to each other.
Oh, you would laugh.
Who's going to order the beef brisket? Yes.
Okay, but would you do that voice
yes,
to him?
I would. You would be back and forth on that young. What
you
are might, you going to order?
I don't
okay.
know. You would
I
might just get
you're
one
hungry
night with
him. In my
Do you know why also he's a great pick?
Why?
Because you can go shoot a random game of hoops. No
hoops?
Problem.
Well,
yes.
Oh. He's a baller. He's a baller.
I would watch him.
He drops dimes all day.
Yeah, and I feel like I wouldn't have to get too dressed up, too fancy, because he just rocks the gym shorts.
He does.
Absolutely.
All the time.
But The Wedding Singer, top 8 of my favorite movies.
Absolutely.
So he could tell me all about Julia Gulia.
All the behind the scenes information.
All right, the pretty solid choices for a first round. You guys ready for second round?
Let's
yeah,
do it.
Yeah, let's go.
I love that sound.
All right, Katie, who's second round?
With my second round pick in the 2026 JKJ draft, I'm going with the one and only Mr. Romantic himself.
Bruno Mars!
Good choice.
Because he will just sing his latest album to me on repeat.
Hey, Katie.
And I'll never have to, you know, start it on my phone again. I can't stop listening to The Romantic front to back, 9 songs over and over and over again. And I've already loved Bruno before he put that out.
Mm-hmm.
So I just feel like he could entertain me. I could sit back and relax. I would never have to utter another word. I would just sit there and listen to the sweet stylings of Mr.
Katie.
Bruno Mars.
Katie, thank you for picking me in the second
yes!
round.
Yes!
I something.
Don't care how short he is.
Come
like,
here.
I would let him
short
climb me in the tree.
Katie, let me get on your back.
Love
you can give me a piggyback ride.
Oh, I love him. I will give him all the piggyback rides.
Oh, Katie.
I will take him wherever he needs
faster,
to go.
Faster, Katie. Faster, Katie.
You can do this all day, Bruno.
I love it. I'm going to write a song about piggyback rides.
And he would risk it all just for me.
Ooh.
So.
All right. Solid second round. Josh, who are you going in the second round?
All right. Second round, I'm going with the number 2 overall pick, Will Smith. And I know
what?
He went.
What?
I know,
what?
I know he went famous for the slap. But the dude, I grew up on Fresh Prince. He is one of the funniest. Dudes out there. Him and Hitch?
Huh.
Will Smith and Hitch?
This is the worst choice
no,
ever.
No, I like the
he
choice.
He is amazing.
No.
Dude, Will Smith hangs with a cool crew.
Yeah.
He'd be
I
slapping
like
you
rocks
all night.
With...
No, he
no,
wouldn't.
You piss him off and he'd slap
no,
you.
No, as long as he keeps Jada's name out his mouth,
I'm
he
good.
Won't get slapped.
I'm good. Dude, before that, Will Smith was one of the most beloved actors of all
Absolutely.
Time.
I love
Absolutely.
The pick.
He is so
me
funny.
With it, though.
I love me some Will Smith.
That's
I grew up on
great.
Oh, Will, stop it. No.
Will, no.
Stop it.
Ow,
you know,
Will.
You got a built-in bodyguard.
You do.
That's it. Like, that's a solid pick, Josh.
I like him.
I like it.
You
like
order
him.
First, Will.
Yeah.
No.
Damn straight.
See? Entertaining.
Will, no. Get off me.
That's
ow.
Fun.
Will. Oh. Ow. Elon, help!
See?
Yeah. Oh, no!
It's a, yeah, Josh, bring Will Smith to the studio.
Entertaining.
No!
That's
the
good.
Hits keep coming.
All right, I got a third round, but I want to think about if I want to say it or not. So I'm going to take a break.
Okay.
You guys come up with your third round.
Wait, who was your second
yeah,
round?
Yeah, who's your second?
Oh, you're right. I didn't do my second round.
You didn't do your second round.
Will! I forgot to do
get it.
That's why I brought
this
him.
One's going to surprise you guys. Peyton Manning.
Oh.
I'm bringing Peyton Manning in for
the
my
sheriff?
Second round pick. The sheriff
what?
Is coming to town.
That's a great pick.
I know. One, because I probably could learn a little sports ball information from him. That'd be fine. We could talk a little shop, you know. No big deal. But I think he would just be entertaining, fun, kind of goofy. And I told you guys, I saw him once at the radio station, and he turned around and he winked at me
yeah.
as he was getting hand sanitizer. And
yeah.
I feel like we
something.
Had a connection.
Yeah,
because
yeah,
you're,
yeah.
you're like, also like that hand sanitizer.
Yeah. We had a connection. And so I feel like, yeah,
that's
Peyton
a good
Manning
pick.
And Adam Sandler could totally get along, too.
Well,
I feel like at the
everybody
table.
Knows Peyton Manning, so Adam Sandler would absolutely be buddies with
yeah.
him.
Yeah,
football guy, aren't you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Your pickings.
Your picks are going to get along great.
They
that's
are.
A, I forgot
yeah.
to.
And he's pick... local. He wouldn't have to travel too
yeah.
far. He's here in town.
Not Cherry Hills
I forgot
Village.
To think about that when I'm picking. Are my picks going to get along?
Okay, so we'll think about third.
Okay.
Third pick. Raiders choose first, right?
Oh, look at you.
Thanks,
nice.
Google. We are picking our 3 celebrity best friends. We already had first round, second round. Katie picked Jennifer Lawrence and Bruno Mars. Josh went with Elon and Will Smith. I went with Adam Sandler and Peyton Manning.
Okay.
Who is going to be your third best friend in the celebrity friendship draft?
This one was a little harder for me just because I wanted to go the sports route. I mean, I'm so sports-minded,
Jamal,
and I wanted to pick Jamal
yeah.
or Nikola or even Michael Jordan. I really wanted to throw one of them in there, but then I remembered I was just talking about the best-looking man on the planet earlier today. So I want to pick Riley Green.
Yeah, I knew you were going to do
that. Riley Green, because there's not a better-looking man out there right now.
I hate
just don't
this
think
guy.
He?
Because he's so perfect.
Oh, he's so perfect.
He is the most perfect man on the planet.
He is. Oh, like, my voice cracked.
Annoyingly so.
Katie and I were going off about Riley Green this morning.
Man, is he a good-looking dude.
Like,
and
I was looking. I'm just... You can't get any better.
And you know what? I know we're picking best friends right now, but I'm hoping
lovers.
My awesome personality wins them over.
Riley, like, can
it
you
turns into something.
Handsome, strong jawline, tall,
jacked.
Muscular.
Yeah.
He's tall,
sings.
Dark, and handsome, but he has blue eyes.
Blue eyes!
And we've talked about that with the dark features, but the blue eyes, it just is so, like...
Riley
Piercing.
Green won the jackpot,
yeah,
I think,
he did.
As far as dude looks.
He did. And by all accounts, I've heard that he is such a nice guy.
Really?
Like, I've heard
of
he
course
is
he
such
is.
A nice
37
guy.
37, too, Katie. So y'all are in the same ballpark
right
there.
Oh, my gosh.
There.
He's in my age range.
He adopts animals. He volunteers at orphanages.
Yes!
Oh, his first name is Jonathan.
He reads to the blind.
Now I love him even more. Jonathan Riley Green.
Yes.
I swipe right on you all day.
Katie Riley Green.
I like that.
That
you
is
like
Green.
That?
Katie Green.
Like that?
Katie Green. All right, that's pretty good.
That's
yeah,
great.
A good looking dude. And a solid
you,
mustache,
you.
Too, when he's got his mustache.
Yeah.
Thank you. Thank
All right,
you.
Who's going in your third round?
Katie, Josh? It's so funny that you said you want a man to kind of maybe move into lovers, because I also went with my heart as well. Margot Robbie was one of the first loves I have ever seen on screen.
Yeah.
A lot of people probably know the movie I'm talking about, but she just looked so fantastic in that movie. And she was also in a movie a long time ago with Will Smith, so I think those two would
hey,
get together.
Hey, remember when?
They would get together and be friends.
They would.
But I hope I would win her over because I love Margot Robbie. Her accent.
I know.
The Australian accent. Mm.
Her and Barbie won me over.
She was great.
She was so good.
One of my favorite movies ever.
She played the perfect Barbie.
She
like,
did.
Like, it doesn't get better than Margot Robbie.
I want to be her Ken so bad.
Yeah.
Well, I can see which direction we all went this round for the third round.
What did you do?
Of the NFL friendship draft. Or the, no, JKJ friendship draft.
Who's your bestie?
I mean, come on. You know who I picked.
Oh,
I know
yes.
who you picked.
You know who I picked.
Yes. Actually, three best friends is who you picked for your last one.
I picked one of my personal favorites. I really
did.
Yeah. John Hickenlooper.
No.
Hey.
No.
That's interesting.
No.
Sydney freaking Sweeney.
Swoon Sweeney.
Now, I mostly picked her because she did that whole American Eagle campaign.
Oh, of course.
Last year, and I worked at American Eagle for about 2 weeks. Way back in the day. So I feel like we'd have a lot in common to talk about.
Uh-huh.
We would
talk all about American Eagle.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You made two great points there, Jer.
You really did.
Yeah,
you know?
Sydney Sweeney.
You would never want for conversation with Sydney Sweeney. Just talk all day. Just talk and
just
talk
chat
and talk
and
talk.
Chat.
You just stare.
Yes.
All right.
That's a good choice right
Pretty
there.
Pretty good choice. So yeah. Sandler, Peyton Manning, and Sydney Sweeney. Katie had Jennifer Lawrence, Bruno Mars, and Riley Green. Come on, Riley Green. You know he's leaving with Sydney Sweeney.
No,
and
he's not.
Josh,
it's Katie Green. Katie Green.
Elon, Will Smith, and Margot Robbie. Not too bad.
I like them.
The 2026 draft.
It's here a good little party.
Next week, we'll do appetizers, all right?
Okay.
Okay, good.